The Supreme Court has restrained the Electoral Commission from accepting NHIS cards as a means of identification for purposes of voter registration. National Youth Organizer of the PNC, Abu Ramadan, and one other challenged the appropriateness of the NHIS cards in the registration of voters. A six-member Supreme Court panel, presided over by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Fyodorowood, unanimously upheld the case brought by the plaintiffs. The ruling means the EC can go ahead with its planned limited voter registration exercise, but prospective applicants must provide other cards, such as the National Identification Authority, passport, and driver's license, to prove their identities. The court, however, did not give any reasons for its ruling, but Mrs. Wood stated that it will be filed on the 17th of October. Lawyer for the plaintiffs, Nana Esantibedietu, said the NHIS card does not indicate the nationality of its bearer, therefore making it void for the exercise.
They can go ahead with their registration, but they cannot accept the NHIS card or a current voter ID card as evidence of qualification to register. If tomorrow they were to design an NHIS card that specified your nationality, for example, and differentiated between citizens and non-citizens like the national ID card does, then it could be included as one of the forms of identification to be used to establish your qualification to register. Use of an existing voter ID card was unconstitutional because it would mean that you were using a voter ID card acquired under CI 72. And if you have one already, why would you want another one? The court purposively interpreted Regulation 13E, which talks about existing voter, and said that it was referable not to the ones that were acquired under CI 72, but to the earlier ones in 2000, 2004, 2008. And so it was not unconstitutional. But that they went ahead and gave us the order that you could not use an ID card that you acquired under CI 72 to register again. But you can use ID cards that you got in previous election, which have expired. It makes sense because CI 72 came into effect in 2012. So when they were going to do the biometric registration under CI 72, what they were saying was that you could bring an existing voter ID card to come and register. But of course, where in 2014, if you speak about an existing voter ID card, the only valid one is the one that was acquired biometrically. And the problem, of course, at the time for us is that once CI 72 came into effect and required everyone to get a biometric voter ID card, all the others were invalid. For us, that was a toss-up. We're not so bothered by that. The major reason why we came to court, we're satisfied that the court has found for us, and hopefully we won't have to entertain the use of NHIS card for establishing that you qualify.
That was lawyer for the plaintiffs, Nana Esantibedietu.
Meanwhile, the national organizer of the PNC, Abu Ramadan, has hinted of another action against the Electoral Commission. This follows the ruling today by the Supreme Court upholding all the reliefs he sought against the EC regarding the use of NHIS cards in the registration of voters. Mr. Ramadan says he is happy at the ruling, describing it as a victory for democracy. He spoke to Ubu Klinugu.
We are excited. Is the ruling or a victory for Ghana and our democracy as a whole? So we are happy with the ruling from the Supreme Court, considering the fact that all our pleas were upheld.
What were you seeking actually to achieve with this writ?
Just to close a window of hope for people or political parties that intend to exploit that illegality that existed within our laws. And for that matter, closing that window of hope and giving us a more credible election or more credible register moving into 2016 to avert any future problem. Considering the way 2012 went, we needed to avert a problem that could arise in 2016.
Okay, but to you, what is particularly wrong with the use of the National Health Insurance cards as a means of identification for the voter registration exercise?
The Supreme Court has ruled. It's not about what Abu thinks. And the Supreme Court agrees with my argument. The health insurance is not enough basis to prove nationality.
I understand the Supreme Court ruling, but we want a sort of education that from you, what do you think is inadequate with the cards? What do you think?
On the face of the health insurance card, there is no identification or there's no indication of one's nationality. That is one. The voters register or the voting process is sacrosanct, and it is the reserve of only Ghanaian or the Ghanaian people. And for that matter, the health insurance is not given based on nationality. It's given based on residence. The law says that if you're a resident in Ghana, not less than 6 months, you're entitled to a health insurance card. And for that matter, if you're a Togolese or a Brazilian who has come to watch Cantu and decides to stay, is eligible to own a health insurance card. And for that matter, we think it is not proper. It should not be a basis who want to be given a voter's ID card or legitimacy to cast a ballot or vote during our election.
During previous elections, was the NHIS card used in the registration exercise?
By the ruling, even before, all those who used it as a basis of registering is illegal. The court says it has struck it out, and for that matter, that law doesn't exist within the status of this country. And even if it shouldn't exist within our laws, those who registered in the previous registration process using the health insurance card have perpetrated a new illegality. And for that matter, there is a need for us to sanitize the system. But we'll be going back to court. We'll be going back to court in this month.
What are you going for this time around?
When we get to court, we'll inform you.
By then, let me also find from you, does it mean that with this ruling, those people who registered previously with the health insurance card, their name should be struck out?
The court didn't say that, but by inference, that is a likely implication of it.
So how soon are you going to the court for your next action?
When we are going, we will inform you, but I'm just taking notice that we shall be going to court.
That was PNC National Youth Organizer Abu Ramadan.